I'm Rona Tarrant. The US Senate has voted 67 to 31 to roll back some of the Wall Street reforms enacted in response to the 2008 financial crisis. Supporters of the measure say it will provide relief for small banks that are critical for small businesses. Under the bill, banks with assets under $250 billion would not be required to undergo rigorous annual stress tests. The White House praised the move, saying it would spur lending and economic growth. U.S. bishops have again expressed their support for the First Amendment Defense Act, which prevents the federal government from taking action against a person if they act in accordance with the religious belief that marriage is the union of one man and one woman. A joint statement from Archbishop Joseph Kurtz and Bishop James Connolly was released after Republican Mike Lee reintroduced the measure in the Senate. The bishop said people are increasingly having their religious freedom jeopardized, and the measure is important to protect the rights of faith-based organizations. Oklahoma plans to use nitrogen gas as its preferred method of execution when it resumes using the death penalty, the first U.S. state to do so. The announcement was made by State Attorney General Mike Hunter, who said nitrogen is easy to obtain and leads to a painless death. Capital punishment has been on hold in Oklahoma for 3 years amid problems with the lethal injection method. British Prime Minister Theresa May has said the UK will expel 23 Russian diplomats after Moscow refused to explain how a Russian-made nerve agent was used on a former spy in Salisbury. May said the diplomats, who have a week to leave, were identified as undeclared intelligence officers. Meanwhile, US Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley said the US believes Russia was behind the attack. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.